Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are focused on the holiday season and a Bible study for the new year. In this session, we'll be looking at Numbers chapter 14, verses 1 through 10. Embrace the future. Numbers chapter 13, verses 26 all the way to verse 33, it contains the report of the 12 spies Moses sent to check out the promised land. Let's read that. Now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Then they told them and said, "We went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Jordan." Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we had gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants, descendants of Anak, came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and we were in their sight." How did the people respond to that report? Well, look at Numbers chapter 14, verse 1. "So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night." In today's slang, when they heard the circumstances, they freaked. A threshold, like in the doorway, it's a symbol of a new beginning. Now, after the wedding, a husband will lift his new wife in his arms at the front door of their honeymoon suite or into their new home, and then he will carry her across the threshold to signify their new life together. The owner of a store will mark the first day of business by walking across the threshold with a photographer nearby to capture the moment. And as Christians about to begin a new year, we stand at a threshold. On the other side of it are new possibilities and challenges. There are also obstacles that can disappoint us or even frighten us. God used Moses to lead his people out of a miserable past as slaves in Egypt, right up to the threshold of a future in the promised land. Moses sent out an advanced team to determine what the Israelites needed to do in order to take the land. Everything was set for them to cross the threshold to take what God had already given to them. But the team of spies threw a wrench into the plan. 10 came back with a report that scared everyone who heard it. Only 2 believed God would give them the land he promised. And hearing both reports, the people had to decide whether to cross the threshold into the future that God planned for them or not. On the threshold of a new year, God gives each Christian and entire congregations a similar opportunity. What decision will you make at your threshold to your future? There are basically two choices for you. First, you can fear the future. Look at verses 2 through 4 again. And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron. The whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in the wilderness. Why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? So they said to one another, let us select a leader and return to Egypt. They complained. The word means to murmur. They wished they had died in Egypt or in the wilderness. They were ready to reject God's leader, Moses. The report of the spies scared the leaders to death. They let their imagination get the best of them. They began to think God intended to hurt them. They reconsidered their decision to leave Egypt. They decided that returning to Egypt was best. And so they discussed choosing someone else other than Moses to lead them back. Numbers chapter 11, verses 4 through 6, gives a glimpse of what was in the hearts of many of them. It says, now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes. They had grown tired of the manna God gave them to eat. They wanted to return to Egypt so they could enjoy all the gourmet food they remembered. There was a problem, however, that obviously had not crossed their minds. The Egypt of their nostalgic imaginations didn't exist anymore, if it really ever did exist. We face the future with fear. We usually choose to reach back for a blanket of nostalgia, to warm ourselves in the memories of what we consider to be the better days of the past. Every time we make that choice, we face the same problem. The better days we longed for don't exist anymore, and they never will again. In fact, the past we longed for really wasn't quite how we remember it. There are a lot of not-so-good times that get forgotten. So you can fear the future, or you can embrace the opportunity. Look at verse 5. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes, and they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, the land we pass through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the Lord, for they are our bread. Do not fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. And all the congregation said to stone them with stones. It says they tore their clothes. This is an expression of distress. In Genesis 37, verse 29, when Reuben returned to the pit, and indeed Joseph was not in the pit, and he tore his clothes. Joshua and Caleb reaffirmed their report that the land was good and their confidence that the Lord would deliver it and its people into their hands. Then these two men pleaded with the leaders to go ahead toward dreams instead of retreating to their memories. In their plea, Joshua and Caleb pointed out a couple of very important facts. The land would give them opportunity as God's people, even though they would have to face challenges if they stepped across the threshold into the future. The risk would be much smaller than the promised reward. And they couldn't fail. God had already given them the land, and He was going with them. Crossing the threshold would simply be an act of obedience to God. Imagine what could be accomplished in this world for the kingdom of God if Christians feared regret more than failure. The year before us will bring some challenges, but it also promises to be rewarding. Our best choice is to embrace the future in faithful obedience to God. You can step across the threshold into your future with confidence because God has promised to go with you. Oh, by the way, just so you know, God showed up at the meeting of those leaders to affirm the minority report of Joshua and Caleb. Look at the second part of verse 10. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the meeting before all the children of Israel. God showed up just at the right moment. Listen, He always does. He always will. Let me ask you, will you make the right choice of faith and embrace the future God has planned for you? Will you? Will you do that? You have a great day and a great new year as you cross the threshold into the future.